Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This is an interesting weekend at Helium Comedy Club. Yeah. It's the weekend of one-night stands, right? And starting it off tonight is Mike Albanese. He will be at Helium Comedy Club for one show at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And you're originally from here.
I am, yeah. I lived here when I was a little baby boy, I got out. That's what my dad likes to say.
Yeah, he got out?
We escaped.
Right. To Atlanta?
Yeah, well, listen, he wasn't the smartest guy on the block. He took us from Philly and to the middle of nowhere. And he's like, hey, you guys deal with it. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm here with rednecks now? Perfect.
That's it. That's
why is that guy crawling into the hood of his car? Like, oh, well, because he knows how to build one. He's eight. Why are we doing this? It was a fun transition.
So what part of town are you from?
Mayfair.
From Mayfair. Oh, yeah. Steve Bloods.
Nice. Northeast.
Yeah, we're old friends.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Well, probably.
I knew him before he moved. I was maybe one.
If I stayed, we probably would have been the people fist fighting on the street.
Now you're a big man.
I'm a big boy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, it was 6'5". You're not Gullman height, 6'6".
No, I'm 6'5", 200 pounds. Yeah.
My goal
weight is a lot of people's heaviest. People talk a lot about how they want, like, I wish I weighed what I did in high school. Like, I want to go the other way. My goal is death weight. That's what I'm like.
Really?
6 years after I die, that's the weight I want to be right now. Because I feel like that's my when I decompose, that's when I'll be like at my skinniest.
Is this the reason why you're addicted to my 600-pound life?
Yeah, and because I love horrible TV.
It's a great show.
I just got a TV recently, and so the only exposure I have to television is when I'm on the road performing. So in hotels, I'm immediately like, what's the next baking show? And my 600-pound life.
Where's TLC?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever makes me feel the best and the worst. I want to, like, get hungry and, like, ooh, is Chopped on? Right. Chopped Junior? Perfect.
How many 600-pound people can they find to stock that show? Is it a new episode every week?
It's a new episode every week, and it's all filmed in Houston. By the way, they never leave Houston. So
what?
You can say a lot about Texas. Add too fat to that list because it is. You know, they say, look, 24 episodes a season, new person every episode. If you remember, if you remember, 2017, Houston flooded real bad.
Right.
Maybe it tipped into the ocean. Did anybody think about that? Forget FEMA. Send Jenny Craig. Maybe she's the one that can fix the levees or whatever. I didn't study. I don't know how they do that. It's a tough town to be from.
And now you're living in the neighborhood I grew up in. You live in Astoria,
I do,
New York.
Yeah. Right. We,
so how's your Greek?
Well, the food's good. The Greek I know is two. How many do you want? Two. Lemon potatoes? Obviously. Throw it in my face. I hate when people ask me, "What do you want a side with that?" And I'm like, do you see me? I want all this. I want the side on both. I want both sides. Covered in food. That's what I want to do. I want to be buried. Death weight. Covered in lemon potatoes from Taverna Kinclades. I'll do local references in the wrong city. That's fine. I'm a big fan of it.
You know who else is from Astoria?
Who?
John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo is so funny.
Whenever he comes on the show, it just becomes like, hey, remember? Hey, remember? You know, so.
And then he dances.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah.
I got to see him do his one-man show when he was working it out, his new Broadway show.
Oh,
it was so
history,
much fun. Latin history, yeah. I got to see him in a small, 50-seater working it out.
Oh, really?
With notes, and it was so much fun, yeah.
Wow, yeah, he's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, so, that's awesome,
So I'm building up my Astoria story.
Yeah, exactly, perfect, yeah.
But what is it like, and I hear, You're born here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You moved to Atlanta, and then
spent a lot of time in the woods,
right? And then like living in New York,
yeah.
All right, and you're only like, you know, you might as well be in Manhattan when you're in Astoria.
It's yeah, just,
you
know, you got three stops.
Just, you know, swim the river or three stops. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, right. But it's easier. It's cheaper out there, and as you know, comedians, as you all know, we're all millionaires,
right? Yeah.
I have a lot of roommates, so that's what makes it easier. My rent is very cheap because I live with three comics. And a 65-year-old Indian guy.
What?
Who, he works at the airport.
That is a surprise.
And that's all I know about him. It's been four years.
Wait a second. He's in the house for 4 years, and all you know is that?
I could say his first name. I'm not going to give the last name a shot. But it's Jay something. Yeah. Nice guy. He's been there for 20 years in that apartment.
Wow.
A lot of comedians have come in and out of that house.
He's got an incubator.
He's the funniest guy in the whole place, too.
Because we can't understand what he's saying.
Well, no, he's a nice guy, but he's honestly funnier than any comedian that's ever been there. We asked him one time. We were having a party, and the next day we're like, oh, so sorry. It was too loud.
Right.
He's like, oh, no, it's fine. I can barely hear anything. We're like, what's the worst, the loudest you've ever heard, like the worst in this house with all the comics you've had? He goes, it's not normally the comics. It's when they bring girls over. That's when it starts to become a problem. Uh-huh. But with you guys, I don't have to worry about that. He's like, you know what, Jay? You got a point. And I don't like that point, but I'd like to fix it if I could.
Mike Albanese is appearing tonight for one show at 8 o'clock, and tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Please come back again.
Yeah, really nice thanks for having you. Me. This is a good time.
And next time we'll talk about things in Philadelphia that people don't understand.
And next time we'll talk about how you have a mustache that matches the tattoo on my arm.
Say what?
I have a curly mustache.
Stop. I want to see this.
You want to see it right now?
Yeah. Right. I want
this
to see
is great
this
for radio.
Okay. We got cameras on.
Yeah,
don't put on the Facebook.
I was going to take my shirt.
Don't hit your head.
Oh, look, it's Bert Kreischer. Bert's
down.
I'll take his money.
Does he have his money?
Oh, my God. Yeah. What would make you do that?
What would make you do that?
Yeah, it's a great question.
You've had that. You can get rid of that. I can't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.